ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
ॐ दट् ब्रह्मन् इज़् इन्फिनिट् and this universe is also infinite. The infinite proceeds from the infinite. Taking the infinitude of the infinite universe, it remains as the infinite Brahman alone. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all. We have completed the third section of the first chapter of the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. This third section has 28 mantras. This third section deals especially with prana upasana. As we have seen earlier, first section is to become one with Virat in the form of a horse, not an ordinary horse, but a very sacred horse. Every part of the horse has to be meditated upon as a part of this entire creation. And when we succeed, we become Virat, the entire creation. Same thing is dealt also in the second section, which is called Agni as Virat Upasana. Upasana of Agni as Virat. Then we have come to the third section. Here, prana has been praised. We have to understand here prana means the Hiranyagarbha. And Hiranyagarbha is this entire universe. And therefore, by meditating upon prana, we become identified with prana. And this prana is praised as the most unselfish of every other organ. And it is confirmed by this Shruti, by this Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, the prana of a mosquito, of a mouse, of an elephant, of a human being, of even a Jivanmukta is absolutely the same. The identity of the prana differs according to the knowledge of the created beings. But the prana is exactly the same. When a person has succeeded in thinking that I am the prana in everybody, he becomes totally identified with the entire creation, which is equal to identification with Hiranyagarbha or Ishvara or Saguna Brahma. And this prana has been praised means Hiranyagarbha has been praised. And these stories praising prana and Hiranyagarbha are factual statements that are valid even today, and they are very useful even today for upasana. What happens when a person succeeds in thinking, I am the prana of everything, I am Hiranyagarbha, then I am Ishvara, I am Saguna Brahma, that is how far a sadhana can proceed. But once the sadhana proceeds only up to that extent, then Saguna Brahma alone can give us that final knowledge that I am Brahman. That is why the very last shloka in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadharman Parityajya, meaning you become one with Saguna Brahma, then you take refuge in me, means become one with me, means you destroy your separate individuality, then I will save you. In what form? In the form of the knowledge. What knowledge? Aham Brahma Asmi. That is called Mukti. That is called the supreme state of realization. And then, as I said, there are 28 mantras in this third section. And the last 28th mantra is the famous Abhyaroha mantras. Aroha. Aroha means slowly going up, abhyaroha, one by one. And as I mentioned, there are only three prayers. I want to become Sat, I want to become Chit, I want to become Ananda. So here, whoever is performing this yajna is called, he has to recite, he is called Prastota, or the main singer of the Samaveda. So these three mantras are to be repeated. Do japa. Asatoma Sadgamaya Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya Mrityorma Amrutam Gamaya. O Lord, you take me from this limited identity, take me beyond time and space. May I become one without a second. That is, I will be crossing over death. The second, that is the essence of the asat. From asat, may I be, reach sat, means infinite, eternal existence. And then, let me have this knowledge, I am Brahman. Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya. And let me enjoy without any break. Let me be Ananda Swarupa. Ahameva Ananda Swarupaha Asmi. Therefore, the final prayer asks to be led from mortality to immortality, from ignorance to knowledge, from suffering to eternal bliss. So, whoever does the upasana prana in this manner will become universal prana or Hiranyagarbha or Ishvara, and sadhana can go only that much. And Ishvara grants him Brahmanubhuti, experience I am Brahman. With this, the third section has come to an end. Now we are entering into the most important section of the entire Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. As I mentioned earlier, this is called Madhukanda or Upadesha Kanda. The main teaching of the entire Upanishad is compressed in this first chapter, and in the first chapter, in this fourth section, because this is where we get the Mahavakya, Aham Brahmasmi. And very interesting points have been raised. If I do not know I am Brahman, what is the problem? What would be the difficulty? Yes, if I do not know Aham Brahmasmi, I have to say, I am so and so. And when I say I am so and so, I see infinite number of things. And therefore, I have fear always. Either fear of not getting what I want, or fear of losing what I already have. Yoga kshema problem will come. But if I know I am Brahman, this problem of yoga kshema will be overcome. Because as an individual, I have death. As the universal, I have no death at all. Just like infinite number of waves. Every wave thinks, I am a small wave. I am a helpless wave. And the bigger wave is coming to swallow me up. That is what actually happens. So I am different from the ocean. But when this small wave realizes that I am not a wave, I am water. As wave, I am different. Ocean is different. As water, there is no difference between me and the ocean. As pure consciousness, I am Brahman. But if I think I am a little bit of consciousness along with body and mind, because the moment we say a little bit of consciousness, body-mind idea must step in and we mix up. I am the body, I am the mind, and I am also a bit of consciousness. So this fear will come. If I think I am not Brahman, then fear produces desire. What is the desire? Here, fear has been given a very beautiful meaning. Fear means suffering. And opposite of suffering is called ananda. So long as I fear, I suffer. And the only way I am trying to overcome this suffering is the inability to think, that I am not able to think that I am everything. That is the root cause of all my problems. But if I can think, I am everything, I will have no wants, then I will have no fear. That is why that beautiful statement, fear arises from second. The moment a second is there, then do I want it? I may not get it. Or it may get me. That fear will be there. The desire will come. Every desire is nothing but fulfillment or removal of the fear. What is that fear? I am not full. I am incomplete. I want to become complete. I want to become Purna. That is why the Shanti Mantra, Purnat Purnam Udachyate. This whole universe is nothing but a manifestation of infinity only. It is never finite. But if I do not know that truth, I think I am finite. And this wholeness, it creates fear in me. Fear means desire. Desire means I may lose what I have. I may not get what I want. Life is nothing but a struggle to keep what I have and to obtain what I do not have. So here, the moment Srishti, creation started, that first being is called Virat. The Virat felt fear. Why did he feel fear? Because he thought he was alone. Then he looked around and then found out there was nobody. There was nothing excepting him. Then he realized, since there is nothing else but myself, what am I afraid of? So fear only exists when we think there is a second person to hurt us, harm us, deprive us of happiness, etc. And then the second. So this self, where is that pure consciousness? Where is that Brahman? That is called the hidden self. So here the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says, the self entered all bodies, everything that is created, both living and non-living, up to the very tips of the nails, like a beautiful example is given, a sharp knife or sword, or in this case a razor, in a razor case. So if we see God only as a deity to be worshipped externally, we are like an animal to the gods, meaning we are servants to our own ignorance. And Shankaracharya brings out the essence of this one. This is the very core essence of Advaita, non-duality. So our great Acharya emphasizes that the difference between the individual and I am the individual. Everyone thinks I am. And Brahman is caused only that I am an individual and Brahman is the universal. I am different from the Brahman. This is caused only by ignorance. But the moment through sadhana, through upasana, various upasanas. Nowadays, you worship Hanuman, do upasana of Hanuman. That is a better word actually than puja, because when we use the word puja, immediately the idea comes, there is a temple or shrine room, and there are various objects are there, and flowers, fruits, cloths, water, and various utensils of puja. That is what comes to our mind. But no, upasana means, the first thing we have to understand, I sit quietly, I calm all my thoughts, then by closing my eyes, it is a symbol, I am closing my mind, my thoughts to everything else, excepting my Ishta Devata. So by doing upasana of Hanuman, Sri Ramakrishna became Hanuman. And Hanuman was doing upasana of whom? Sri Rama. So Sri Ramakrishna first became Hanuman, then he became Rama. Sri Ramakrishna first became Radha and became Krishna. And who are Rama and Krishna? The same Brahman, imagined by a limited mind. So Sri Ramakrishna became Rama and Parabrahma. Sri Ramakrishna became Krishna and Parabrahma. ஸ்ரீராமகிருஷ்ணா பிகேம் காலி அண்ட் பரபிரம்மா. ஸ்ரீராமகிருஷ்ணா பிகேம் எவ்ரி திங். ஹி செட் ஐவ் சீன் தட் சம்திங் ஹெஸ் க்ரோன் அண்ட் க்ரோன் அண்ட் க்ரோன் அண்ட் ஹெஸ் பிகம் கம்ப்ளீட்லி ஃபுல்லி ஐடென்டிஃபைட் வித் திஸ் என்டயர் கிரியேஷன். தட் இஸ் வாட் எக்ஸ்பிரஸ்டு சோ மெனி டைம்ஸ். ஐ ஆல்சோ ஹவ் வாய்ஸ்டு தட் தாட். தி மதர் ஷோட் ஹிம், ஆர் யூ நாட் ஈட்டிங் த்ரூ ஆல் மவுத்ஸ்? ஈட்டிங் இஸ் நாட் மியர்லி தி ஆக்ட் ஆஃப் ஈட்டிங், தட் இஸ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சிங் தி என்டயர் யூனிவர்ஸ் த்ரூ தி ஃபைவ் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ் அண்ட் த்ரூ தி ஃபைவ் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன் அண்ட் த்ரூ தாட்ஸ். வாட் டு வி டூ த்ரூ தாட்ஸ்? வி கிரியேட் அவர் ஓன் வேர்ல்ட். இன் ஃபேக்ட் தி ஹோல் வேர்ல்ட் தட் வி லிவ் இன் இஸ் அவர் ஓன் கிரியேஷன், பிகாஸ் எவ்ரிபடி ஹேஸ் தேர் ஓன் ஒப்பீனியன் அபவுட் எவ்ரி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட். சோ ஐ லிவ் இன் மை ஓன் வேர்ல்ட். ஏ பேபி லிவ்ஸ் இன் இட்ஸ் ஓன் வேர்ல்ட். ஏ ஓல்டு மேன் லிவ்ஸ் இன் ஹிஸ் ஓன் வேர்ல்ட். ஏ ஜீவன் முக்தா லிவ்ஸ் இன் ஹிஸ் ஓன் வேர்ல்ட். பட் அல்டிமேட்லி ஏ ஜீவன் முக்தா எலோன் நோஸ் எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் பிரம்மன், ஐ ஆம் பிரம்மன். அண்ட் தென் ஹி ஹஸ் ஆல்ரெடி ரியலைஸ்ட் த்ரூ நிர்விகல்ப சமாதி ஐ ஆம் தி ஆல் அண்ட் ஃபியர் அண்ட் லிமிடேஷன் போத் வேனிஷ் டுகெதர். பிஃபோர் வி கோ ஃபர்தர் கமெண்ட்ரி, ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஐ வாண்ட் டு taste you to taste a few of these mantras. So let me first read out a few mantras of this fourth section of Brahmanam, and this section has got 17 mantras, but this particular fourth section of this first chapter of Brihadaranyaka is called Purusha Vidha Brahmanam. It is also called Brahma Vidya Brahmanam. Brahma Vidya is taught especially in this fourth section. That is why that word Mahavakya, Aham Brahmasmi, comes here in this Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And Tattva Masi comes in the Chandogya Upanishad. Ayam Atma Brahma, Prajnanam Brahma. They are the other Mahavakyas. So let me read out. So that we can all enjoy a little bit of this. And I am not going to read out everything, because there is a lot of explanations about Srishti, creation. But one point the section itself tells: having created, then Brahma, what we call nowadays Brahma or the creator. And in this case it is Prajapati, Purusha. He realized that I am the creation. Not only I have created, I am the creation. Like clay can say, I am every pot, every single pot. Gold can say, I am every single ornament, etc. That is how we have to understand. So the very first mantra in this fourth section, Atma Eva Idam Agre Asit Purushavidaha. In the beginning, this universe was indeed the self alone in the form of Purusha. So, Agra means before. Before means what? Before the creation. What was there? Atma was there. Let us remember, Atma and Brahman is one and the same. So, who was there? So, only Brahman was there. That's why he is called Moolakarana, the causeless ultimate cause of this entire universe. Whenever we tell he is the creator, we must immediately also put in the second line, not only he is the creator, he is the creation. That is very important. That is what Swami Vivekananda meant. Each soul is potentially divine. So in the beginning, before this creation started, was indeed the self, Brahman, Atman alone, and he was called Purusha. There is a meaning of the word Purusha. We will come later on. One very popular meaning is Purisete iti Purushaha, because he is to be sought after. And where is he to be sought after? Sri Ramakrishna says, if you want to meet a big landlord, always he is to be found only in a particular visitor's room, most of the time. And here we have to say not most of the time, but during our sadhana period, we have to close all thoughts, desires, hopes, expectations of the entire external world and look within. And that's why in Chandogya we have seen this is called Brahmapuri, a city of Brahma. And that is why we call it Sanctum Sanctorum. And he is there within seven walls. What are those seven walls? They are called seven chakras. It is also beautifully called in Sanskrit Garbha Griha. Garbha means just as a fetus is so carefully produced, nourished, looked after by the mother in her womb. Our human body has a womb that is called the mind. And that within that mind there is another womb that is called Dharakasha. And that Dharakasha is none other than this Brahman. So that is the meaning of Purusha. That is why we have seen in both Purusha Sukta and Narayana Sukta also, Sahasra Sirsha Purushaha, Sahasrakshaha, Sahasrapat, Sabhuvim Vishvato Vritva, Atyatishtat Dashangulam. That infinite Purusha transcends this created world as if this is only just an infinitesimal part of him, indicating within everything that is created, we can see the same Brahman. If we have the eyes, we can see that Brahman. If we are thickly covered with, for example, Dehatma Buddhi, I am the Annamaya Kosha, then I see the entire universe as consisting of body, physical, concrete object. When I progress a little bit and go inside, the cause of this Annamaya Kosha, I see that I am the prana within everybody. But this prana is maintained, caused, how it functions, by the thought. That is called Manomaya Kosha. And these thoughts are directed by a particular intent, purpose, that is called Vijnanamaya. And the ultimate goal of every activity, and every activity starts with a thought, is nothing but to be myself, which is Ananda. That is called Anandamaya Kosha. But I don't want to limit myself with every thought, because every thought is a limitation. So I want to become that Ananda itself, not identify merely with the thoughts of Ananda. What are the thoughts? Priya, Moda, then only Ananda comes. No, I want to be that Brahman, another name for Ananda, Sat Chit Ananda. So this is the meaning. Brahman alone was there before creation. What about now? Even now, Brahman alone is manifest, but in the form of the created creation. Then what happened? This Brahman, first he became Saguna Brahma. That is, he divided himself into the subject and the object. First manifestation of the creation called Saguna Brahma. That Saguna Brahma now has become the entire creation. But when that first manifestation of Saguna Brahma came, as if he looked around and what did he see? So, anuvekshya, saha anuvekshya, na anyat atmanaha pashyat. Looking around, he saw nothing other than himself. So, aham asmi ityagre vyaharat tataha ahan nama bhavat or abhavat. So he first uttered, I am I. Who are you? He understood. I am me. I am I. In Bible also, we have this expression. When Moses, he saw the burning bush, he understood it was God. And then he asked, what's your name? Then he said, my name is I am. What else can he say? I am not the body, I am not the mind, I am not the even the causal body. Then I am not the sthula sharira, sukshma sharira, karana sharira. When these three are removed, what does one say to oneself? I am. Even to say I am is only for the purpose of teaching. It has nothing to do with Brahman sits and goes on saying, I am, I am. When do you say, I am so and so? Only when you come across someone who doesn't know you. Not only who doesn't know you, even if everybody knows you, your mother knows you so well, but then unconsciously you say, I am. Only thing is, now you have no fear, you have only complete fearlessness. My mother is here, so she will protect me. She will give up her life for my sake. And that very unconscious thought, you don't consciously think about it. That unconscious thought gives you so much of joy. How do we know? Because even if it is pitch dark, the baby sleeps like a unconscious person. How is the baby able to? See, Sri Ramakrishna describes so beautifully that when the child doesn't see the mother, she gets confused. She starts crying. A beautiful incident occurred when the Kali temple at Dakshineswar was opened. Sri Ramakrishna was a young man. He was not even a priest, but he was the brother of the main priest, Ramkumar. And a huge crowd had come. It was a great event. Then suddenly a small child, he was crying. Sri Ramakrishna noticed, came running and probably took the child in his arms and said, who is the mother of this child? Sri Ramakrishna's voice was very, very powerful. It can carry for him to a long distance, very piercing voice. And immediately, the mother was there, probably she was also searching, just a few feet away, and immediately the child saw, and his face turned into a joyful recognition. My mom is there, nothing. Later on, that person was M. He recollected, could it be Sri Ramakrishna himself who was protecting me from the very beginning? So then, that is the same thing happened. So here is the person, says I am. And if there is nobody else, there is no cause for fear. As I mentioned earlier, fear means desire. Desire means only two. I want something I may not get. I have something I may lose. That first is called yoga, second is called kshema. So I am subject to yoga kshema. That is why Yama Dharmaraja says, if a Brahmin guest is neglected, then asha pratikshaye, nothing but yoga and kshema, both will get destroyed totally. So here, the Saguna Brahma looked, and what was the first thing? I am. Because Saguna Brahma means, I am conscious, I am not one with Brahman. I may be very close to Brahman, but I have deviated, I separated myself. That ignorance is called Srishti. We have to keep in mind, whether you call it creation or whether you call it Ajnana, it doesn't matter. But the moment that Srishti means, that fear comes. But first thing is, I am. As I said, he looked around. Excepting him, nobody was there. But he realized, I am. That is why even today, the very first thing, any creature, ask a mosquito, suppose it can converse, who are you? How does it start? I am. Then only, I am a mosquito, I am this species of mosquito, I am small, I am big, I am this, I am that, etc. But that stage has not yet come, because a mosquito has billions of things which can crush it. Even air can crush it, heat can crush it. But here, Saguna Brahma was there. So, the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad graphically is describing Saha, that means that Virat, Prajapati, Saguna Brahma, Anuvikshya, looked around, na anyat atmanaha, So accepting himself, he did not see anything. Na pashyat, apashyat. Looking around, he saw nothing other than himself. Then from that day onwards, saha aham asmiti agre vyaharat tata aham nama abhavat. So that Saguna Brahma uttered, I am I. Because he can't say I am even a body, pure consciousness. From that, the name aham arose. That is why, tasmad api etarhi amantrito aham ayam iti eva agre uktva atha anyat nama prabhute yad asya bhavati. Therefore, even now, when addressed or asked, one first says, here I am. Not really, I am. And only then he speaks other name that he bears. What is the other name? Not Ramakrishna. I am a man. I am a woman. So I am so and so. I am not so and so. All these things come. So irrespective of country, irrespective of religion, irrespective of age, irrespective of class, aham, I am. So even today, I am. First, those are the words. And then later on come, I am a doctor, I am a patient, I am old, I am sick, I am about to die, or I am young, etc., etc., etc. So, that is what we are doing. Thereby the Upanishad is indicating that the moment you say, I am, you are absolutely fine. But whatever comes after I am, that is called Ajnanam. I am is Jnanam. What comes after I am is Ajnanam. Sa yat purvo asmat sarvasmat sarvan apnuan aushat tasmat purushaha. So now the question comes, the Upanishad is telling that how did he become a Purusha? So he gives a peculiar name. We need not go into the technical details of it because there are two ideas about Hiranyagarbha. One idea is, he is the first creation, Saguna Brahma. The other is, it is a position in samsara. Just like a person goes to Brahmaloka. And we have to keep in mind, when a person goes to Brahmaloka, it is not like going into USA, somehow obtaining a visa, etc. No. Going to Brahmaloka means identifying oneself, I am Brahman. I am Brahma. Brahmaloka means I am Brahma, I am the creator. That identification itself is the loka or the world. So when somebody says, I am ignorant, he is living in which loka? Ajnana avidya loka. So the question is, reason, how did Hiranyagarbha become Hiranyagarbha? The first view is, Brahman became Saguna Brahma. That is first view. And second view is, in the creation, he was also a human being and he did lot of yajnas, etc. And he rose up to Brahmaloka. He became Brahma. So that another name for Brahma is Hiranyagarbha. That is what is said. Sayat purvo asmat sarvasmat sarvan apnuman aushat tasmat purusha. Because he burned up, consumed all evil before everything else. He is called Purusha, the one who burns or consumes. That is to say, he did lot of punyam. He became purest. He became identified with the highest, purest mind. The purest mind is called Brahma. And purest mind becomes like the cleanest mirror reflecting one's own image, one's own form. That is what we have to understand. Oshati havai satam yo asmat purvo bubhushati ya evam veda. And then the Upanishad continues, indeed, he burns up anyone who wishes to rival him, thus knows he who knows this. That is to say, this is to encourage each one of us, you can also become Brahma. Anybody can become Brahma. Naturally, some foolish question will come. If everybody becomes Brahma, how many Brahmas will be there? That is not the way to look at it. So if every river, small or big, every raindrop falls into the ocean, how many oceans they become? Only one ocean. That is how we have to understand this beautiful thought. So the idea is anybody can become Brahma. But in the condition, he must become pure. And just for your reference, let us refer to the 8th section of the 2nd chapter of the Taittiriya Upanishad called Ananda Mimamsa. And then beautiful idea, there are higher worlds. The highest world is called Brahmaloka. Brahmanaha Loka, Brahmaloka. And there he gets the highest dualistic happiness. But then immediately the Taittiriya Upanishad also tells that Shrotriyasya cha akama hatasya. So not only Shrotriya, a person who knows that I can become Brahma. How does he know? Because he is devoted to the scripture. He has faith. The scripture is telling you are the Saguna Brahma, you are the Nirguna Brahma also. But sadhana, as I said so many times, can take us only up to the Saguna Brahma. After that, sadhana will not work because that is Advaitam, pure Advaitam. But we should not worry, what am I supposed to do after becoming Brahma? You don't need to do anything. Automatically, that state itself will take us to the other state. So these are a few mantras I wanted to share with you. But important point is there. So what is it? Upanishad praises Hiranyagarbha by giving some titles. What is the first title? Aham. That is what Ramana Maharshi find out who you are. And then some foolish fellows, years and years of meditation. So I am this, I am that. No, you are not this, you are not that. Simply say aham. They are not saying, not thinking, but becoming aham. That is called becoming Hiranyagarbha. So that is what we have to become. So aham. That is why, that's all. Aham, I am. So this Hiranyagarbha, he became Purushaha. How did he become? Because he did sadhana. And what did the spiritual practice do? He burnt all his papams or impurities. As he went on burning the impurities, what remained is called purity. So we can even say there are three steps. Burn away stola prapancha. Not literal burning, but in knowledge. I am not the physical body, sthola sharira. The entire sthola prapancha will disappear. Then the next thing is, I am not the sukshma sharira. The entire swapna prapancha, dream world will disappear. I am not even the karana sharira. The entire karana sharira will also go. And that state, universal state, is called Ishvara, as we have seen. If it is individual, bereft of these three, that is the physical, individual stola sharira, individual sukshma sharira, individual karana sharira, such a person is called prajna. And if it is universal, he is called Ishvara, Saguna Brahma. So that is the first meaning, aham. Second meaning is purusha. Purusha means what? I am the self. I am everything. And how did he attain? By burning out, destroying all his impurities. So the difference between oneself and everything else is because of this ajnana. And the more we identify ourselves, and that is the purpose of every upasana, and that can be done only through upasana, and upasana should not only transform our mind, thoughts, but our physical, external behavior, selfishness should disappear, as we have seen. Then we become purest. Our mind becomes purest. That is what Patanjali Rishi refers to. Yogaha chitta vritti nirodaha. When the mind is bereft of every thought, it becomes like a pure mirror. And that is what we have to achieve. So this is what is called washing away all the, that's why it is called Purushaha. And as I said, becomes burning his sins. Oshadhi means burning. That is why we say Oshadha. Oshadha means medicine. What does it do? It burns away the disease. That's why it is called Oshadhi. So, that is there. Then, this Atmaiva Idame Agra Asit Purushaha Hiranyagarbhar Virat is the first creation, and that is why I am, he says. So, our life's struggles are nothing but is just as we see a dream. But what is the difference? When we see a dream, then we think it is real. But when we see a cinema, we know, at least adults know, that it is a cinema. But when Hiranyagarbha sees this Srishti, he knows this is my seeing a cinema, a drama. That's why it's called Ranganatha. So that is the meaning that we see. Then he became frightened. Vai tasmad ekaki bibheti. So the Upanishad is trying to tell us, why are you feeling lonely? Because when do we fear? So when you find there is nobody, you are traveling and a forest and you are alone and you become full of fear. Remember the story of Dada Madhusudana. A boy was very much afraid. What was that forest? Samsara. And we are always frightened, only we forcibly suppress our fear. We want to overcome our fear. Fear means unhappiness. That's why we all always have to be away from ourselves. When we are alone, we are terribly frightened. And that is called loneliness, because we have never cultivated. What am I? Who am I? That idea has never been cultivated. That's why even today, a person becomes fearful when that person is alone. And then the Upanishad derives certain things, outlining our condition. So even today, a bachelor, I am alone, I want a companion. So he gets a companion, not understanding that that is not going to solve loneliness. Loneliness is a psychological condition. Any amount of psychological condition cannot be cured by any physical element. That's why even a rich person is frightened, poor person is frightened, only a jnani is never frightened, because he never thinks there is anybody besides himself. A murderer comes, oh, this is me only, acting in this sense. There is a beautiful story. Alexander had conquered a part of India and he heard of the name and fame of a yogi. He came there and he talked with him, and then it was winter season, it is said, and this Alexander sent news, you must come and see me. Yogi said, I have no time to come and see you. You come and see me. And Alexander had no way excepting to come. And so the Alexander was pleased after talking a little with that yogi and said, what can I do for you? He said, you get the hell out of the sun ray which is warming me up in this winter season. You are standing, your shadow is making me shiver with cold. Only a yogi can tell. So it is said, Alexander came and met him several times, and then he was forced to go back because his soldiers rebelled him. Several years of separation from their families, wives, children, etc. Then he had no option. Then he requested, please come with me, I will look after you. Yogi said, no, I am quite happy here, I will not come. Then Alexander, in his normal behavior, he took out his sword and said, don't you know who I am? I can cut off your head. And the Muni, it seems Yogi, laughed and said, I have never heard a greater lie than it. Who can kill me? I am birthless, therefore I am also deathless. I am pure consciousness. That is the idea. We will discuss about it in our next class. But this fourth section is the most important section. If we can get the essence of it, then the rest of it is only an explanation, as I have mentioned in my introduction. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Mohur Mohoho. May the Ramakrishna Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with Bhakti. Hey, Ramakrishna.